Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is here. Matt Bear, the traffic beast, live in studio. You know why Hammer's favorite day is always mini marathon day, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Hammer?
Because all the people are downtown,
yeah,
and it's a shorter line in the Hardee's drive-thru.
I love that joke.
That's a good reason.
Every year.
Get in, get out, couple sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits,
oh, man,
some biscuits and gravy.
Go for all three meals.
Are you a runner?
Not anymore, no. In my middle age, I can barely walk some days. So
you ever been chased?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been a while.
Do you know this guy and his history and his past? Are you kidding me?
I used to be able to run fast.
So what are we looking at for tomorrow? Mini marathon. A couple years ago, when I was still doing the sports betting show on Wish TV, I tried so hard to come from the southwest side to get to downtown. And there are multiple ways you can do this, right? Seemingly everywhere is blocked off. Like, I've never been late to a radio show or a TV show before. I missed that one.
Yeah, this is trouble, especially if you are coming from the west side. That's like the worst place to come from for the mini marathon. It's going to start downtown early tomorrow morning, like in the southwest quad of downtown. You know, around the Canal Walk and NCAA headquarters and that kind of area. So that's what I'm calling the epicenter. You do not go near the epicenter for anything, and that includes tomorrow for the mini marathon. And it kind of goes west towards, like, you take Michigan Street on down towards the west side and through the west side and then the speedway, and then it gets on the 2.5 mile oval, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and comes back. So that takes out downtown, a big chunk of the west side, and definitely parts of Speedway. So if you're planning any kind of travel in that area, don't do it in the morning. Maybe wait until mid-afternoon when everything opens up.
Say you have to come downtown for something. Maybe you have to work. Maybe you've got to do whatever. What advice do you have?
Stay away from the southwest quad, and here's what I mean. Say it's Hammer coming in to do something for Saturday. Okay, shoot for the interstate. Shoot for I-70. Take I-70 in, and I would hop off either at the Washington Street exit going northbound, or I would hop off at the Meridian, Illinois exit. Do not get near West Street tomorrow.
Dude, I tried every back road, and like I think I would be making progress, but then it's gridlock traffic, and then there'd be a police officer. Like, nope, sorry, can't get through here.
Driving nuts.
Oh, and here's why it's tough is because you look at we lose Michigan Street tomorrow on the west side and we lose 10th Street on the west side. Those are big time if you're going back and forth from downtown. So what you do is you do everything you can to stay away from that southwest quadrant. Again, even if you think that your streets or the street you want to travel is not on one of the restricted streets list, then you could still get into that gridlock. That's the problem. I mean, because some of the littler streets are going to be closed, and that's what makes gridlock as not necessarily one closure, but a multiple set of closures, and then the traffic expands from that, like the epicenter, like I was saying.
And it's going to be nuts tomorrow night with George Strait and Chris Stapleton kicking off their summer tour.
You're going to that, aren't
you? Yeah, I'll be there. Lucas Oil.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think the crowds are going to cross paths. I mean, you know, mini marathons early, they will dissipate, but it'll be packed again tomorrow night down here for sure.
Yeah, all the streets are supposed to be reopened. I'm saying about 2:00 tomorrow, yep. It should be safe again. So it's just, if you have something to do, and I forget it every year. I mean, you were talking about getting into gridlock. I do it every year, and I'm doing the damn traffic from the traffic center.
It's somehow, are you doing traffic tomorrow?
No, but okay. Meaning that I report on this all week, and then somehow I still get it on a Saturday. It's, you know, just save your stuff for later. Pull up a lawn chair, man. I mean, it's May in Indianapolis. Pull up a lawn chair. Cheer the people on. It could be fun, you know.
And next week, it's going to be busy again because now from Thursday on, you've got the Fever game, which could be sold out at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Caitlin Clark's home preseason debut on Thursday. Game 3 of the Pacers and Knicks, first home game in the second round. Woo. Pacers and Knicks, Hicks-Knicks, I love it. Saturday, it's the Grand Prix at the Motor Speedway. And then Sunday, another Pacers home playoff game.
Yeah, we're all about the same age, the three of us. I think Allison's much younger, but I mean, we remember these old Indiana Pacers and Patrick Ewing games. And I mean, Dale Davis and Antonio Davis, they were monsters.
Teams were so similar, right? That's what made the rivalry good. Like, we were big bruisers, and they were big bruisers.
John Starks was dirty as hell, so was Reggie Miller. You know, it was so much fun. So I am praying. I'm so glad it's the Knicks. I am so fired up. I want to see Spike Lee in Indianapolis, you know, hanging out in the stands. I want to see Reggie Miller jump-starting the crowd at the beginning.
Yeah, revving it up.
Revving up the crowd. It's got to be Reggie Miller for one of them. The old me, the kid in me, really wants this series, and I think it's going to be fabulous, man. It's going to be so much fun.
Tell us about the podcast.
Supporting Sobriety, a podcast that Ryan Hedrick, our morning anchor, and I do, and we're blessed to do so. It's Supporting Sobriety, and it's a podcast for the people we've tormented through our drinking and addictions. I'm a recovering alcoholic, Ryan being a recovering addict, so we decided to put a podcast together and talk to the people behind the people, or the caregivers of alcoholics and addicts like us. And right now, we have an episode where we discuss physical fitness. Last week, it was incredible. We did a fun episode. This week, when we're coming up, we are going to start talking about denial. Say you're a caregiver and you have somebody that's drinking way too much, getting into trouble, but they are in absolute denial that they might be an alcoholic. Well, we have somebody we're going to
talk about. These are tough conversations.
These are tough conversations, man. We tell tough stories. You know, it's like we played back some of these clips here on your show, and thank you for that. But when you hear them, when you do them, you're still thinking, man, I'm not proud of this, but you know, there's some help out there to be given if I am telling these stories. I don't like talking about how I used to drink and drive. That was something horrible, not horrible. You know what I mean. It was something that I did that I'm trying to make an amends for now. And the fact I didn't get clicked more is just a blessing of God. And there are so much of this where you do just because you know that you're helping somebody else out. But at the same time, it's fun to do. It's fun to talk to Ryan.
And man, God bless you for doing that.
Thank you.
I just really think this is a good thing. And if you can help people, that's so important. And that's awesome. Where can we find it?
It's @sobriety_pod. That's on X. That's on Instagram. If you want to find the podcast itself, man, anywhere you find podcasts. I mean,
right.
I like using Apple. There's also Spotify and a dozen others out there. But if you can check it out and you do have questions about addiction and you're not addicted yourself, this is your podcast. And I really think we can help you. And we can talk to you, too. And we're looking for ideas. So tweet us @sobriety_pod. Love to hear from you.
Matt, you're the best.
Thanks, buddy.
Love you guys. Thanks for having me, as always.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.